Hi, and welcome back to another episode of In the Loop. I'm your host, Rachel Camp. So on this month's special episode, we're going to hear from Coweta Fayette EMC's apprentice lineman, Connor Hoff, about his participation in the NRECA International Foundation's recent rural electrification project, where 16 linemen from Georgia co-ops traveled to Sesotol, Guatemala, to help bring electricity to 90 families in need. We're going to talk all about the project details, including why the program is so near and dear to America's co-ops, and Connor is going to share his firsthand experience in Guatemala. So let's get started. Okay, so we are here with Connor now. Thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely.
So we are so excited and eager to talk about the details of this program and this project specifically. But first, let's talk a little bit about you. So take a minute, please, and introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell them what you do here, maybe how long you've been here, and anything else you want to add.
Yeah, my name is Connor Hoff. I've been with Coweta Fayette EMC for 4 years. I'm currently an apprentice lineman, work out on the crews with all the guys. And then we got the special opportunity to go to Guatemala, and I decided that I couldn't pass that up, so I had to go check out, see how it was.
Awesome. Okay. And before you came here, you were in line work previously, right?
I was. I spent 3 years up in Minnesota practicing line work, and then I moved down here about 4 years ago.
Okay, so your heart is in line work, so that would explain maybe why you volunteered to go on this project.
Definitely, yeah. I got into line work just because I enjoyed giving people power, having the opportunity to give people without power power. That was always kind of a dream of mine. And then I got this opportunity to go, and it was one for the books.
Aw, well, very good. Okay, so we want to talk all about the project for sure, but before we dive in and talk all the details, I do want to explain just a little bit about the program for our listeners. So NRECA has an international electrification program where co-ops from across the U.S. travel to impoverished countries to build lines and bring electricity to different areas, which ultimately leads to an enhanced quality of life. We have had, over the years, several linemen go to different places in Central America and South America. And this year, we had you, Connor, participate in this specific project in Central America. So we can't wait to hear all about it. It is something that Coweta Fayette EMC is really passionate about. Every year we do hold a fundraising event called Take Aim for Progress, and we raise money for this specific program. So let's get into it. Connor, let's first start with you just kind of giving a brief overview of the project itself.
Yeah, so basically there are 16 of us from seven different co-ops that have never met before. We all got together and went down to Guatemala to a town called Sesotol, and we got the special opportunity to give them power for the first time. And it was very cool to be a part of a group that has never spent time together and watch how well all the co-ops in Georgia can work together. So we all went down there. We got to build about 4.5 kilometers worth of primary line, which is the main lines that you see on the side of the road. Then we also got to hang 6 transformers, which are hung on the poles to feed the houses. We got to hook up 90 different houses, 2 churches and 2 schools. We got to give schools fans for the first times, give everybody lights for the first time. And it was something that you'll never forget, watching their faces as they got to turn on light switches for the first time, have lights, be able to plug cords in, outlets in, and just have a different life than that they weren't able to have for a lot of them many, many years.
Absolutely. So I know you just recently got back from Guatemala, I guess about 2 weeks ago. How many days were you there?
We were there for 17 days. We had 2 or 3 days worth of traveling and then about 14 days worth of work.
Okay.
So we got a lot done in a very short time. It felt like it went faster than what you'd expect, but I guess we just worked hard and got everything worked out.
For sure. So you guys actually finished before the deadline then?
Yeah, we were able to with all the guys down there, very hardworking guys. Finished the project a few days early, and it was very unexpected and we were very happy with our progress that we made.
Very good.
So that was very cool.
Yeah. So had you ever been to Guatemala before?
I'd never been to Guatemala. Didn't know what to expect. Didn't know the land that we were going to be exploring for the next 17 days. It was very pretty out there. It was definitely a lot different than Georgia. Very mountainy and a lot of trees and jungly. So it was very cool to see a different country for the first time.
For sure. Had you actually ever left the U.S. before?
I have. I've been out of state, out of country a few times with my family. So it was not a new experience going out of country, but it was a new experience to Guatemala, which is very cool.
For sure. To a developing country, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell us what other co-ops were involved other than you with Cowie de Fayette?
Yeah, we had a bunch of guys from Cobb EMC there, Greystone, the Habersham EMC. There's some people from Jackson EMC, Snappy Shoals, and also Walton EMC, along with me from Cowie de Fayette.
Okay, very good. So a lot of different local Georgia co-ops then that came together for this project.
Yes.
Okay, so Connor, tell us how you heard about the project and what made you want to participate. It was voluntary, correct?
It was. I've heard throughout the guys talking out back that a few of them have been on trips like these, and they've all talked about how great of an experience it was, how eye-opening it was, giving people power for the first time, which was cool. So I wanted to be a part of something like that, so I decided to go.
Very good. Okay, so you're talking about the reactions from seeing the group of people that lived in this village. So what was their reaction totally like when you guys actually got done and flipped the switch, like you were saying before?
Yeah, there were so many smiling faces and people that were just very excited to have power. A lot of them, like I said, have been without power for the majority of their lives, and this was the first time they've been able to have power and see that. So they were very grateful that we were there, very excited that we could do something like that for them. It was very kind of a bit emotional seeing them, how they reacted, just because it was a big day for them, and hopefully it changed their lives for the better.
Absolutely. It's something that, you know, maybe we take for granted every single day that they've never really experienced. I know you said they were able to use something with batteries to get minimal power before, but this is life-changing.
Absolutely. Yeah, they are just very grateful and very cool to see their faces.
Awesome. So let's talk about your typical workday and maybe how the conditions were different from here, your job here in Georgia, versus going there and spending, what, about 14 days in their conditions?
Yeah, so majority of the days we started out, we all went and got breakfast and we drove out to the job site. We all had tailboard or basic meeting about what we were going to do for the day. And majority of the days we'd split up. We'd have about four guys climbing poles, framing poles, and just about the rest of the guys would start pulling wire and start tying in wire. And we worked as a unit. It was very well planned. We had a good leader out there to help us stay on track.
So was the equipment any different, and how did that differ from your work here?
Yeah, definitely. We didn't have the luxury of using bucket trucks or digger derrick trucks, so it was all off of hooks. We had to climb everything. Still had some of the same tools to make up the wire, tie in the wire, but that was very different than what we do here every day. We're not usually climbing every day and having to climb all those poles and sag wire differently than how we do it up here. It was a new experience.
So I'm sure it was tiring at the end of every day then, if you're out there climbing poles when you're not quite used to doing that every single day.
Yes, it's definitely exhausting. A lot of hard work put in. Climbing the poles is definitely, it'll take it out of you.
For sure. Okay, and you did mention breakfast and food, and since I'm a big foodie, we just have to talk about how was the food different?
Food is very different. For breakfast, we got to eat scrambled eggs, beans, and tortillas every day. So
okay.
Something that we don't necessarily eat every day here, but it was good to see how they ate and the different foods that they ate. Definitely a new style of food for me, but it was very good.
A completely different culture, but that love the appreciation of that. So tell us what stood out most about this trip to you, if you could just kind of in a nutshell. I'm sure there were many different things we've talked about, but what's maybe one thing that really stood out to you?
I would say the main thing that stood out to me was how much we take for granted power and our everyday lives. These people were without power. Most of them had very minimal paying jobs, and they were all very happy. They didn't complain about anything. They lived their lives to the fullest. And they were just all in all very happy people, which surprised me just to see how different they lived and how much we take for granted the small things in life.
For sure. And maybe how technology really changes things for us.
Definitely.
Yeah. We were talking about that before.
All they had before was they didn't have dishwashers. They didn't have washers and dryers, no microwaves. No way to really cook their food, but besides on just with fire. And that was for here. That's, you don't see that ever. Mm-hmm. Just how much different how hard their lives really were, but they're just accepting of it and
made the most of it.
Made the most of it. Yeah.
Well, okay. And what is something that you learned from this experience?
Yeah, I would definitely say just to not take the small things for granted. Know how good I have it, how good my family has it, and just how much worse off we could be, and just the small things in life to enjoy more. Don't take anything for granted and just live life to the fullest like they do.
Absolutely. Well, it seems like this was a very rewarding experience for you. So, I mean, did you ever think that your role as a lineman would lead to an experience like this, where you would travel to a developing country and actually directly impact someone's life that way?
I'd always hoped that I would be able to have an experience like this. I didn't know if I ever would. So when the opportunity came, I knew I didn't want to miss out on it. I'm very glad that I got the opportunity through Cowie de Fayette to do it. Very thankful that they do stuff like this and change people's lives as much as they do. So without them, none of this would really be possible. So I'm very thankful that I got the opportunity through Cowie de Fayette to do something like this.
Very good. And would you do it again?
I definitely would. It was definitely a very rewarding experience. The hard work really pays off at the end to see all their faces and see the excitement they have, new opportunity to expand their lives.
Good. Okay. Well, wonderful. I think that wraps it up, but thank you so much for coming on with us, for sharing all of that. Again, this is such a great program, and we're glad that we had the opportunity to talk to you about your experience.
Absolutely. I'm glad I could be on here today and explain a little bit about what we did down in Guatemala, and just hopefully all you listeners can get a little glimpse into what we did down there and how rewarding it is to do something like that.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you again, Connor.